Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yes, day 13 on the podcast. 12 days, 12 nights done, Kev. One more to go before a break, big man.
I know, I look forward to the break, Si, especially after obviously last night, a bit deflated. So, we're a man.
You didn't look deflated.
No, I don't look deflated, but we're a couple of men down, eh?
Oh, mate. They're falling by the wayside, aren't they?
Aye.
Last man standing. Paul Slane was spotted hauling strip on at Glasgow Airport.
No way,
he's
was he?
Supporting Holland. You know they've taken him in with open arms before and open legs, so I think he's away back here.
Round two.
He'll be back tomorrow. Who knows where he is? A crack getting somewhere, innit? Some boy. Oh. You supporting Holland now as well? You and the Jet are back in the Dutch Evans?
Aye, I think we're going to go Holland.
Oh, we need to mention again, Grosvenor Sport, who have been unbelievable.
Yep.
Bet £10, mate, what'd you get?
You get £30 free bet, Si.
It's no brainer.
Great offer, it's no brainer. Don't be stupid going somewhere else. Get to Grosvenor Sport.
They're a team for us. Before we start on the football, what about the crowd in here last night?
Mate, honestly, I thought the England crowd couldn't be topped, but they were unbelievable last night. Like,
I think it was better.
I thought it was better.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, beforehand, they were loud. Then obviously when we scored, I went to the bloody toilet when we scored, missed a goal. And then
no,
you're
away for ages. What you did?
Takes that length of time, Si. And then came back and the place was absolutely rocking. Half time, you boys got back on the stage. Place was rocking again and then... But no, what a crowd.
So I had my mate Jim O'Brien up there. He's down in Barnsley just now. I think he's been at a few fan parks now down there and he was like, to me last night, he's like, mate, this is unbelievable.
I know.
Couldn't believe how good the atmosphere was.
It is amazing because... It's such a confined space in terms of the size, plenty of social distance, and oh man, people are just here to party. Mm. And now they've been gutted with the result, but mate, we've had a good night. We've had a good run up to now, 13 days, I suppose.
Party keeps going, mate, innit?
The party keeps going, of course.
We'll be here for another.
The party does not stop. We open goal, we are here right up until the final. So if you've not booked a ticket, get yourself along. There'll be some sort of party one way or another.
Slade has promised to get his arse out at one stage, isn't he?
Oh, mate, no thanks. We've seen enough tremors over the course of this last 13 days. His arse is no one that I can envisage right now.
There's a link in the description box below to buy tickets. Right, what'd you make the game last night, mate? When we equalised, I thought there was only one winner.
We equalised at a great time in terms of just before half time, go in, have a word, come back out all guns blazing. But we came back out so flat.
Yeah.
Even like the first 5 minutes of the game, took kick-off, back to whoever it was, long ball, a Donald squeeze, we've got a corner, we're on the front foot, put in a couple of balls out of the box. When we put them under pressure, they look vulnerable, they look like... But then we started sitting off. We played with two guys up front, and for me, when you play two up front, surely you should be pressing
high up,
but we allowed them to play out. And when they played out, it then seemed that we had a back five that were cramped in and looked under pressure against a three. Mm. It was strange, it was so bizarre, because every time we went forward, we looked like we could create an opportunity. And obviously there was a couple of opportunities we had early doors. Shea Adams will probably look back and think, why did he go with the left foot? Why not go with the right foot? Mm. Or even maybe a diving header. John McGinn, Dyer again, headed back across the goal. That same opportunity is where you've got to go all gung-ho and try and be that guy on the end of it.
Yeah.
Because we weren't going to get massive amounts of opportunities, but I think on reflection of three games we've played, we have created a number of chances. We've just not had the quality.
Saying about half time, to put those rumours that instead of actually talking to the boys, you spent the full half time cleaning these Balenciagas.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think he was either debating whether to put the Diors on or no.
Imagine him just standing in the mirror at Hampden. We'll change it. You say it might change it for the second half, boys, and the boys are like, right, who's coming? He's like, no, I'm done with my tennis.
I think he's trying to shine up the Diors, and the kit man's giving the wrong colour of polish, raging.
Wasted chances, though, Kev. I liked your shout. I know Dykes does a decent job, but in terms of a goal scorer, we knew we were going to get chances. Kevin is, but for me, should have started. I think you're spot on.
I don't want to be critical of the team because they've gave us some great moments over the past 10, 13 days. But I'll be critical of Steve Clark because I think Lyndon Dykes didn't perform in the first night. He was all right in the second night. What I feel is with the second night against England, I think the boys have put so much effort into that game that some of them were leggy last night. And I don't, they'll probably disagree, but to me, looking in, it looked like we'd kind of run out of steam at some points. And Lyndon Dykes, I think it was evident in the last kind of...
There's Holtie. He's got his top off again.
I know.
Must be freezing, it's raining today.
I just think that Lyndon Dykes, I think it was maybe about the 75th minute or something, the ball came into him and it was such a lazy touch where he lost the ball and I thought, he just looked knackered.
Yeah.
And I thought, when Gilmour got put out, it was an opportunity to either put McTominay in midfield or put in Armstrong, who we're both championing for. But at the same time, I still felt he could have went with Shea Adams and Kevin Nisbet because we have been creating chances.
Yeah.
And I think Nisbet might have got in the end of one of those chances. And if it didn't work out, you can bring Nisbet off and you can bring on Lyndon Dykes, who will be fresher. 30 minutes to go, tired creation defence. You just don't know, but it's all ifs and buts now. Hindsight's a great thing, Si.
I don't know what you think, but I think a lot of Scotland's play is basically get the ball wide and cross the ball in the box.
Aye.
I think you need to be a wee bit better than that in international football in terms of dominating games, playing through the lines, guys coming off the sides. Never really see John McGinn getting the ball in the half turn and going driving at people.
No.
You know, it's very much get the ball wide to Robertson or O'Donnell and get across in the box. And for me, sometimes they cross the ball far too deep. And
aye,
it's hard for guys like Adams and Dykes to score for these sort of crosses.
Like Croatia's goal came from like a deepish type cross, but it was a ping.
Ping, yeah.
And that's a great deep cross because it's planned. The big boy at the back knows if I can knock this down, second ball, we get a goal. Whereas we're trying to whip things in from deep. Even if you get on the end of that, it's a very difficult header to try and even get it towards goal. And like you say, I think there was enough space in there because the goal showed that.
Yeah.
It knocked about and we popped it about and eventually it broke to Cal McGregor and he scored. There was opportunities because I just felt that sometimes when we were attacking, my back line was still too deep. I would like to have seen them move up a touch.
Right, the pitch. All right, mate. Anyway, we could have done him with three goals. Oh, unbelievable finish from Modric.
Modric's finish was incredible, but you could dissect it in a way that you could blame. I don't know what you're thinking, is right. I'm not a defender. You're obviously not a defender, but you coach. It's eventually got out to the left-sided midfielder for Croatia, and O'Donnell's tried to get out. Would you rather have the boy say, if you're going to go down the outside, beat me? But it's as if O'Donnell's let him cross it inside him.
Inside him, yeah.
Let him cross him inside him.
Then I can let him cross it anyway.
Let him cross it out. Get out. Show him down the line and see if he beats you down the line. Then hands down, then your back four are ready for it. But he's let him basically put it in. The boy's held it up well. But when he's held, and this was very evident last night, see whenever they had time in the box with the ball at their feet, we are watching the ball.
You need to get to the ball anywhere.
We're watching the ball instead of watching who's about ready to, and that's what happened. He just held the ball up, saw Modric, laid it off. What a wonderful finish,
yeah.
Modric. But the first goal,
McTominay should get to. I don't know what goal, because I need to be totally honest with everyone. When I'm up on that balcony, I end up chatting so much that I didn't.
For me, the first goal, right? I'm no blaming O'Donnell, but I think defensively he's got to be better because the boys on the right side. Right kind of wing back, right up, quite high up on the right side. And all he's done is pinged a wee diag and he's knocked it down and the boy shoots. So there's two things for me. The first thing, O'Donnell's very, very square, so he can't see what's behind him.
His body
I would like so when he's
yes, that's, love
where
this.
The, that's where
it's
the
a
diag,
coaching that, masterclass. That,
that's where the diag's coming in, right?
Yeah.
So he's just looking at the ball, the boy's there.
And what should he be like?
Should be like
yes,
that. Yeah. So see he's like that. He sees the ball, he sees the man. So if the guy's bigger than him, which he was, all O'Donnell's got to do is step into his path, stop
block
him.
His run.
Right? So that's the first thing. But the
can
second
I just
thing
say
is
to her? Next boxers on the day like that.
Next, I love Next, mate. Five packs for 12 quid, amazing. Keeps everything tucked in. The second thing is, when he heads it, which sometimes you can't win every ball, we've got to be better
react. Quicker.
So when the boys come down, I feel like McTominay's got out there, but he stopped.
Again,
I need you've got to keep going and put your body on the line. And I think the difference between Friday night in England game and that last night, I don't think we were sharp enough to the ball, and I think that's ultimately what led to the first goal. But great finish, and then like I say, we get a goal just before half time.
Yeah, we were all sitting up there at half time, absolutely buzzing. Saying, we're going to do this, man. We're going to get another show at SWG 3 for the last 16, and just
I was
so
looking forward to Sunday Club.
The boys have ruined their fun, haven't they?
We were flat, but. I thought, what a time to score, because you're going into the half-time level. The manager's going to sort out a few issues that were causing a problem in the first half.
Yeah.
But we came back out and we were straight. And then what ended up happening was they get their second goal, which is obviously an unbelievable finish with Modric. But like I say, a lot of that could have been stopped before it got to Modric. We didn't then make a sub to 70 minutes.
That was a big thing for me. As soon as that second goal went in, mate, Nisbet should have been on the pitch.
Dykes off, Nisbet on, Armstrong off, get Fraser on. Jamesy Forrest came on. Against England and actually affected the game. Why? How did he know? Why can't he understand this? He started Cooper and he started Henry in the first game, and the first sub to come on last night was Scott McKenna.
Strange. Yeah.
And then obviously later on in the game, he brings on Nisbet, 84th minute, too late, brings on the boy Patterson. And I know we all championed for him to start, but last night in the space of 5-6 minutes, totally justified, that kid should have had a chance at the beginning. Because I think going forward, he offers so much more.
Yeah, subs were a strange one to me as well. Need to say, always look on the bright side of life. Like you say, Kev, we can't be too critical because first time we've qualified in so long and what a time we've had it. It's been unbelievable, isn't it? We need to get to the World Cup now and today the same.
See, like I'm sitting here and I hate criticising a performance or individuals, whatever. But I've been on the end of that, so I understand it comes with part and parcel of football. But what they guys have done by actually getting us to there, giving us something to look forward, it was great and it's been a roller coaster. But we were there. We were there for the first time in 23 years. You're able to wake up this morning and your kids are suffering the same disappointment that we've had for all these years.
Yeah.
So, but now, if you get rid of all the negatives, the positives are that we've got a nucleus of a squad now that can get us to World Cups and European Championships most years. We've got up-and-coming young players, Patterson, Gilmore.
Turnbull.
Nisbet. They're the guys that are going to be your future.
And even guys like Tierney and that are still at a good age.
Tierney's what, 28,
I mean, Robertson, good age, yeah.
So these guys are going to take us forward. It wasn't a won and lost against England or last night.
Czechs.
We've no qualified because we didn't beat the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
That's where, if we'd have had a different lineup against the Czech Republic, I think we'd have got a different result and we'd have drew England and we'd have been through, and last night would have been a bounce game. That would have been a game where you chuck in your guys and say, right, boys, go and show me what you can do
for the next game.
Steve Clarke will look back in reflection and think there'll be things he could have done differently, but ultimately his goal was to get us to a major championship,
and he did that.
So we've got to look at that in a way that, man, we were there.
Right, Gilmore, what we doing with him this season? If he's not going to play at Chelsea, he needs to go on loan. I'd love to see him go and play for a Premier League team. See us out.
Gilmore needs to go to a footballing side.
Yeah.
Because he'd be wasted going to somebody who's just going to try and
keep themselves in the Premiership
like a Newcastle or something. He needs to go to I like Southampton, they pop it about. I like maybe like even like an Everton or somebody.
Or a Villa or something.
Or a West Ham.
Yeah.
Somebody like that who we'll give him games because, like you say, Simon, and it's the same with Nathan Patterson. Nathan Patterson's going to beat Rangers. He's not going to oust James Tavernier, whatever you call him. He's not going to oust him. What does he do?
Peterhead as well, both of them. Peterhead.
Mate, Peterhead would be. But who? They're not going to let him go anywhere because they need him. So it's going to be an interesting one, but Billy Gilmore, I think for me, the season's now finished. He's been in the limelight for such a time now that he'll have an opportunity at the beginning of next season. I think he could he's got an opportunity to try and be.
Just when you look through, Kev, Jorginho's been one of the stars of the tournament, can't he? And that's who he's trying
it's
to.
It's very, very difficult.
Ahead, it's tough for the kid.
It's promising.
But if anyone can do it, it's him.
Oh man, wee Billy was missed last night because I felt for Stuart Armstrong because he was never going to be Billy Gilmore last night.
He's not that type of player,
and I think he just looked like he was trying too hard because he's trying to do the defensive side of things, and then when he gets the ball, he's trying to drive forward. And I just we weren't there as effective against Croatia as we were against England.
No, need to thank the fans that have came down. It's been unbelievable.
Aye.
Thanks for paying the money. Really appreciate it. You've kept the jet and nappies.
I know,
and George Slane.
I'm going to get myself a brand new pack of next five boxers because these ones have got a couple of holes. But no, I personally would like to thank everybody because, you know what I mean, we're here ultimately to support Scotland. It's great to see everybody coming together. And that's what it's all about, Si.
Yeah, been an amazing time.
It has been.
Right, your decision. You can get involved. Free to play game at home as well as a chance to win big money. Big Rooney. Sean Rooney was in the crowd last night.
Sean Rooney, what a guy, mate.
Going wild. So I got him up on the balcony, mate, and he's screaming, big money. What a guy, man. Simple yes or no game. A cash prize will be won in each round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of 10k. Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal
to play.
And Barry Bannon, another great guest up on
mate,
the stage
see
last
me
night.
Barry Bannon, he is the soundest guy ever. He come up on the stage while he's with his mates, lose the forfeit,
which was rigged.
He was always going to lose the forfeit and get four shots off his arse. Brilliant. What a sport.
And he was in that dressing crying that he still can't get on roller coasters, which is terrible. I need to change the height restrictions.
I know, I said to him, I said to him that I've got four wee boys. I said, they've got some hand-me-downs, you got a then or something. So,
Kev, brilliant, mate.
Right,
cheers.
Superb.